Welcome to Phoneboy Speaks, a short podcast about whatever mobile technology, social media, geek culture, information security, or general tech douchebaggery that happens to be on my mind. When I got into information security 20 years ago, there was a couple of different theories of how to do things. There was the defense in depth paradigm, which was basically make sure every system has all of the security controls it needs, and that that you secure everything so that it that people can't get into it that aren't supposed to. And then what the other sort of school of thought was, well, have a perimeter, which is basically you have some way into the network and out of the network that's secure. And is, you know, that it's centrally controlled and has it has security policy, logging, all the fun stuff that that firewalls have today. And that worked 20 years ago when there was not a proliferation of wireless connections and mobile devices and all, you know, all kinds of stuff, and when internet connections were even pretty small for the most part. So, nowadays, there's every cell phone has an internet connection. There are most likely all kinds of ways in and out. And of course, people want to access everything known to man from their smartphone, including their corporate email and corporate data. And, that creates an issue for enterprises or people wanting to ensure that their assets, which are frequently pieces of data, making sure that's protected. And so, the perimeter is, I won't say it's pretty much gone. I think there's still a perimeter of sorts, but you must realize that the perimeter actually is not just one thing anymore. I look at the perimeter as a security control, and the security control has to be deployed around the things that are the most important to the business, the enterprise, the organization. It really comes down to the data, right? The data is where all this stuff is, where the stuff that we want to protect for the most part, right? And that's, again, what that data might look like is different for different types of people. But the basic idea is that data is the thing that, we're concerned about potentially getting in the wrong hands. And so the perimeter now changes. It's not just, a single machine. It's anything that has data on it, and the data itself can have a quote unquote perimeter. You start talking about DRM, right, on documents or document security kind of things. That data could potentially go everywhere, but the data is basically it's an encrypted blob at that point. If you're using some sort of document security solution, and only authorized people can open it. So, we're less concerned about the different mechanisms that data might flow around the network. The data is still protected. However, doing all of that and making the data, making it easy to use and not problematic for users to use, those are challenges, right? Of course, you also have to know what data that you're concerned about. And, you have to worry about ease of use. You have to worry about, you also have to make it just policy that, the data, when it's on different devices, that there's some mechanism in place, again, document security, or the device is encrypted and full disk encryption, whatever. And, those things help, right? You need to make sure that your data is protected at any point that it might be. And sometimes that's not practical, but, there's always going to be ingress and egress. The data is going to ingress and egress some point, and you need to at least know who's read the data, right? Or maybe who might have a copy of it. And then you might also have mechanisms around to detect, to basically keep that data contained. So, for example, on a mobile device, you might use a container type solution. So when you're accessing business data, it's done in a specific application where it's not possible to export that data. Modern smartphones have pretty good segmentation just in, just individual applications getting stuff out. You can make it so that that's not possible to do. Certainly on iOS, that's almost the default, but, on Android, you can certainly make it that way as well. Or you could even encrypt that container as well. You can work with the data safely in the container. And if you send it out, maybe that data is encrypted or something. And there's all kinds of things you can do. But the traditional perimeter, it's it's not dead, but it's, and it's not going anywhere, but it's certainly not enough, right? You have to do, you have to protect the assets, and you have to allow them to be usable in the forms that end users want to use them. So, I'll tell you that, yeah, so it is, we're going back to what it used to be before there were network firewalls. We're going back to defense in depth, really. What's old is new again, I guess. But we're doing it a little bit differently. We certainly have better technology than we had more than 20 years ago. There's a lot more we have to protect from, but I think we can actually do it. But it's going to take a concerted effort by everybody to sort of implement that. We're nowhere near that, right? I mean, I talk to a lot of organizations that, have kind of resist the idea of even, protecting the data, right? They're concerned about, ease of use partially. That's a fair criticism, but, ultimately, something's going to happen to that data at some point, and, and then they may end up on the front page of, insert name of local newspaper here, which, most executives, if they want to be on the front page because they've lost customer data, they'd probably say no. They don't want to be on the front page for that. There's plenty of motivation to. Once there's an incident in these organizations, there'll probably be a little more motivation to start implementing some of the stuff. Some organizations are doing it right, and they were trying to implement the stuff, but there's a lot of good tools out there. To try and do it, and of course, Checkpoint sells some of them as well. So you can of course do your own research, but protect the data. That's where the perimeter needs to be around. It's not just a point in the network anymore. It's a perimeter around the data. I think that's what they mean by saying goodbye to the perimeter is it's a network perimeter. It's still not going anywhere, but it's definitely not enough. Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.